Rhys, thanks for coming back to university to talk to me about what you've been doing since graduation. So you studied applied social sciences here at the University of Southampton.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy the course?
I did. No, it was a great 3 years. I mean, obviously, brilliant lecturers like yourself, and I just think generally it gave a good all round general skills that you know you use on a day to day basis now, and you know I really enjoyed it. It was such a variety of different subjects and topics. It always kept it fresh, and you know, and I think the only reason I did well in it was because it kept my interest, I think, throughout the 3 years. So, you know, yeah, I did really enjoy it, yeah.
Good. And so, tell us, what are you doing now?
Well, at the moment, I've got two part-time jobs. Half of the week, I am a short break service developer, which means that I support those with a physical disability and sensory impairment to access breaks away who might ordinarily have barriers to doing this. So this could be through accessing information about a suitable accommodation or adaptations whilst they're away, specialist transport or care whilst away, and you know, taking into account that everybody's situations is difficult, and really tailoring service to the individual. So we have referrals through from social workers, care support workers, anybody through social services really. And the other part of the week, I am a senior social work assistant with the Disabled Children's and Young People's Service in Taunton, and through this work I have my own caseload of families who we support to access services so that their children can have the same opportunities as other children would, and you know, and parents and carers can receive respite from the caring role also. And holding this, it's basically doing reviews, assessments, attending meetings, and ensuring people are getting the services that they're entitled to and they need to meet all of their needs. Yeah.
That sounds interesting and varied with both of the jobs that you're doing. Do you find that you use your degree at all in either of those jobs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they're both very social jobs in that they deal with people on a daily basis, and I think that, you know, the ethos of respecting people with differences as well, and supporting people to remove barriers that society puts in front of them, I think is very much the what social science aims to do as well, and using the toolkits through written work and presentations and things like that, that's heavily involved in both of my jobs. I do presentations to carers groups and about the short break work because I need to promote the service, and obviously the social work side of it is heavily based around writing assessments, getting all the competing arguments together that you would have to do in an essay of, you know, and picking out which bits are relevant to the people and getting an overall holistic picture of a situation so you can decide upon what is the most appropriate form of action after that. So, yeah, so in that sense, you know, it's very relevant on a day-to-day level, and there's bits of research and you know, putting that into practice now. So, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I've taken on the social work assistant job, is that I wanted to use some of the skills that I've got, and I've found them to be very applicable. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much
okay.
for coming in.
No problem.